This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
12 o'clock in the Southland.
Straight up 12.
Straight up 12 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday. Time for, well, first of all, a little Yachtly crew.
Oh, I love
and our
this.
Owner, Sam Pines, pointed this out this morning in one of our meetings.
Okay.
Yesterday for April Fool's, we should have switched to the Yacht 710.
Oh, but that's kept a great it, idea.
Kept
yeah.
it going all day
mm-hmm.
where
oh,
we just played Yacht Rock.
To fool him?
And like Friday would have been the, like we were inspired, right? It was
yes,
all a plan.
Yes, yeah.
But only, we'd only break away for Tarp Talk.
Tarp Talk.
Yeah. We would have done
tarp.
That.
Talk yep. and tarp.
And then Momo got to hot, it.
Yeah. Or the Ohtani strikeout tracker.
Oh, boy. Oh,
he's all
right
down
the rabbit hole.
But it is time
Ohtani.
For Super Crosstalk presented by our friends at In-N-Out. In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about.
It is.
Steve Mason, where's Beto?
Beto is running a little late.
So he didn't know it was 12 o'clock.
He's on the Momo track.
Okay.
Ah,
yeah.
Hey, DeMarco didn't know.
We'll go till 2:30.
Yep.
Then the Toyota Lakers countdown to tip-off. Go ahead, Sully.
DeMarco didn't know.
What?
Yeah, what?
Oh, the start of the show.
Yeah,
we
I didn't know this.
That we always grab hands.
DeMarco,
why are you making
every
that face
show
right
starts.
Now?
DeMarco, touch my hand.
He didn't know.
Is this not right?
Yeah, because we did it earlier and he was confused and we're like,
this
no, we do this
weird,
every show.
Like around a campfire.
I feel like I'm set up.
What?
See?
What? I was just
Ross
rubbing.
Is stroking my hand.
See?
Yeah.
Snatch the hand
Come
away.
Come on, I didn't stroke it. I just rubbed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you were stroking.
I didn't stroke. Why did you pull your hand from me? I had no stroke.
Immediately, it was a reflex. I'm getting stroke, so I immediately pull my hands back.
Wow.
So,
what do you got, Mace?
It's good.
I was listening to Emily talk about the 10,000 person cruise ship.
Yeah.
You guys,
are you a cruise guy?
I am so not a cruise guy. It's just a floating Petri dish to me. It's like,
I kind of fall in the same thing here.
There are 11 cases of Legionnaire's disease. That's what I think of when I think of cruise ships.
11 cases of Legionnaire's disease.
Oh, there's always something,
wow.
right? There's
Can
always
you survive
something
that, or does that, that kill you?
I don't know. They don't let the ship dock, though. They keep
That's not good.
There. They wow. won't let
well,
you
Well, remember
dock.
The COVID?
Oh,
when
yeah.
COVID broke out?
COVID.
People were
like,
stuck on the COVID ship for months.
There were like six guys on a COVID
There were countries that were like, no, you can't dock here. Like, what do you want us to do with our ship?
Here. Stay
on the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
That would be my nightmare.
Cruise.
Wow.
That would be your nightmare?
Yeah, you're stuck on a ship
oh, it's
and
worse.
Something breaks out in the
no,
world
no,
for
no,
6 months.
What is I never heard this. What is a chocolate midnight chocolate bar?
It's just a bar. Wow. Like you go to a bar where you order a drink.
Yeah.
It's a bar that's chocolate.
It's
Everything
a,
is chocolate.
It's a bar.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Like
Everything's
Willy
chocolate
Wonka?
Meaning the drinks
like
are chocolate.
You have
oh, the,
donuts, cake, anything chocolate. Everything
yeah, food,
chocolate they
yeah.
have.
Yeah.
Mace would
don't
listen. Collapse
the entire
in an hour.
Bar is chocolate.
Oh,
every
I
night
would be
at midnight.
So there, every night at midnight.
The amount
every
of chocolate bars that he would take down, donuts.
Oh,
like
oh,
the chocolate donut
right.
bars.
Chocolate,
oh my God.
Like the I like the chocolate donuts, the yellow cake donuts covered with the, you know, the really hard shell of chocolate. You
yeah,
know what I'm talking
I know
about?
What you're talking about.
Yeah. And I also like the Hostess ones when you go to the store and they get those little chocolate ones.
Yeah,
those
but
those are chocolate donuts.
Those used to be great. Now they taste all chemically.
Why?
They're not like they
you
used to be in the
different?
80s. Yeah.
A little different now,
the
right?
The chemicals
yeah, yeah.
are a little different.
They last longer on the
yeah,
shelf.
They have a,
now
yeah.
you can put them outside in the grass and it'll take care of all the insects.
yeah.
There's no expiration date. Like,
right,
they
exactly.
Won't,
they can
yeah,
survive
they
a
won't.
Nuclear
I'll tell you
war.
What, you know what's super underrated? Snowballs. Snowballs Wait, are
I mean,
awesome.
Are they underrated?
I think we had some
yeah,
of those Friday night at Yachtly
I don't
crew.
Like yeah. the pink ones. I like the white ones.
Me
the
too.
You've had ones? You've had a snowball?
Yeah, I've had a snowball.
I've never had a snowball.
Oh, come on.
I've never had a
oh,
snowball.
Oh, it's chocolate cake.
What about when you were hanging out with...
I know what you mean. Yeah.
What about when you were hanging out with Nelly and stuff doing the music
no,
video?
No, no, never had a snowball. No.
He's
no.
talking about a... Yeah.
I know what he means. Yeah,
of course he is.
Yeah, he's...
Interesting.
Believe it or not, he's going other places.
One long double entendre.
Did you hear his... Okay, don't say...
Oh, no.
No, no, don't do this. Don't do this, because I know what you're going to do.
Okay.
You're not going to believe it. But I want you to just kind of let it sink in for a second.
Okay.
Did you hear some of his sports takes earlier today?
I heard a little bit. I heard of his was it a LeBron take?
Yeah, it was a LeBron take. Yeah.
And specify the... I heard you reacting to the LeBron take after he left, but I don't know exactly what the LeBron take was.
Chris can do it again.
Chris,
no,
what's LeBron?
That took a lot of energy.
I just
give a little bit.
Basically, they can't win with LeBron.
You're not going to win a championship with LeBron at this point, right?
That was the crux of it.
Pretend John's not here.
No, that's not a crazy argument.
No, I actually, we just had this conversation. I agree.
So they're stealing my takes for this show?
No.
Told you it's not crazy.
No, I don't believe that. Look, I want LeBron to stay. He's great. He's unbelievable to watch. He's a superstar, one of the greatest players, if not the greatest player of all time. But do I think that LeBron, they're going to be able to assemble pieces around LeBron to win a championship this year or next? No. I don't.
So to answer that question, then, just playing.
Just what your gut say. If I take all of your analysis and your sleep, all that stuff out.
They're not winning a. If the question is, are they winning a championship?
Yeah.
I don't know how you can make an argument that they're going to. I don't know how I could sit here and say, hey, they're going to get through the play-in, and then they're going to get through these other young teams that are up and coming, and then you got the Denver Nuggets, and Boston is 80 games over 500.
Correct, yeah.
Like, I don't know how
no,
we could.
Yeah,
it's a very difficult argument to make.
He didn't have to be convinced. I think what he was doing was he thought that he was undercutting LeBron. Like, LeBron hasn't been playing well this year. He's saying LeBron has played well.
LeBron has played spectacularly.
Here we go.
So,
it doesn't matter for Lakers fans.
So then should we get rid of Anthony Davis then too?
No, because you can build a team that wins a championship around what Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis has never won a championship other than with LeBron James.
Correct.
He had his own team.
So then
let's
keep LeBron another 4 years, pay him $60 million, and just watch him age out.
No, that's not the answer. That's not the solution. I'm just saying that let's stop pretending like LeBron has been trashed this year because he has not.
Right.
Okay, but he's not winning a championship. That was my only point.
That's not a LeBron. LeBron is unbelievably productive. I mean, LeBron has had a great season.
But he's not winning a championship. That's my only point.
Neither are 29 other teams.
Right, but again, this goes back to Lakers fans and what you believe Dr. Buss believed, which was every year we should be able to win a championship.
Although, I'll tell you what, you know what else Dr. Buss believed in?
What?
Stars.
Well, of course, so
he
we brought up
stars.
We brought up the Ireland star effing driven town.
Right.
I get it.
Effing driven town.
Is John
God,
here?
I miss John.
That sounds
I
really
do
good.
Too.
I don't, actually.
When's he come back?
Anyway.
When's he been gone for a month,
he's been gone
think.
For three. I feel yeah. like it's been like
so
3 weeks.
The longest road trip in history.
Yeah.
How old was Kareem?
At what point?
Like at the end. Like would Jerry Buss start an employee guy that's 39 years? I guess he would.
Okay. 38, 39.
Yeah.
The whole thing
range.
Is you're making decisions. If they make decision to keep LeBron, well, it's not really their decision right here, but extend him past the 1 year next year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're
Which
making
is
a
going
decision.
To happen.
Right. You're making a decision to not win a championship.
No, I think if you had the right third piece next year.
You got to get that magical third piece.
Well, I mean.
Because that has worked out so well in the NBA thus far.
You were right.
And especially
the
with the
argument.
Lakers.
Yep.
So you think they're better off, they have a better chance by getting rid of LeBron to win an NBA championship?
In the next 5 years, yes.
Ugh.
You don't agree with that statement?
No, I don't.
The West is crazy.
The right plan is to add one of the guys they're talking about, whether it be Donovan Mitchell or Trae Young.
But how does that make LeBron
those
younger?
Three roll? It doesn't make him younger, but you
but it
do
could make
him
the third most productive player on that team.
Ask him the other point of the question. Like, if they don't make the postseason, do you still feel that way? If they miss the playoffs this year, do you still feel that way?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to miss it, but yeah, I would still feel that
okay.
way.
Guys talking sports.
Yeah. Guys talking sport. Energy, right? It's all
passion,
about the energy.
Passion and energy.
Energy.
Are you
loud?
Are you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich guy?
Of course. Especially the Uncrustables over at Crypto.
You got to get one of those.
Yeah, the Crypto. Oh, the Uncrustables.
Today's
PB&J
day.
Oh, is it really?
How do you have your PB&J? Yeah. Just PB&J or do you add something to it?
No, PB&J.
You should
alone.
Hear his. His takes
yeah,
an
what
hour.
What do you do?
It's a little time. A little
what
time.
Do you mean?
Well, no, I do peanut butter and honey. I like honey.
And blueberries and bananas.
Well, no, I do banana on there as well.
I do like
bananas. I slice bananas on there.
And bread with seeds.
Well, I like the Dave's bread. Do you like that Dave's bread?
I do like Dave's bread.
Dave's
it's
bread
got
is good.
In
you're
it.
Leaving out the most important thing, though.
And then the
he
blueberries.
He likes it crunchy.
He toasts his bread.
Oh, I do sometimes too. Yeah.
Really? That takes too long. See?
I toast it. What are you talking about? It's like a minute and a half.
No, but if you use like I use the oven thing.
Yeah.
It takes like 10 minutes
no,
to make it perfect.
Mine's ghetto. It's been there since like 94.
Yeah.
I don't have room for like a regular toaster.
By the way, this is a delicious sounding sandwich you're describing. I would never go to this trouble. You know, to slice the
takes
banana
a minute.
And
yeah.
I mean, I
like, open up a restaurant.
You know what I do? I take a half piece of bread. I take one piece of bread, slap some peanut butter and some jelly on it, fold it over, gone.
Smart.
Just simple, easy.
Yeah.
Half the carbs.
Straight to the point.
There you go.
Yeah, half the carbs.
Well, it's
there
not half.
Go.
He's putting the top on. He's putting the top
no,
on.
No,
one
not.
Piece
I'm
of bread.
Oh, you're doing one piece?
Yeah, one piece folded over.
I
yeah,
thought
yeah.
I was one of the few remaining one piece guys left.
No.
I'm with you.
No, no. Right
I'm with
there.
You.
Well,
I don't
you just
need
do
to.
Open face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do open face.
Most times
to,
you only need one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch Iowa LSU last year?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
And USC.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the one game in the entire tournaments, right, men's mm-hmm. and women's, that I really look forward to.
I'm with
and
you.
Sat down and watched beginning to end.
And was entertained by it.
And was entertained. And she's just
stupid.
Crazy. It's crazy.
Unreal. I know.
41 and 12 or whatever her stats were. Okay, but why do you think, we were talking about this yesterday, can this translate to the WNBA? Like, are you still going to follow her in the WNBA? What's going to stop you from, because, listen.
Who has the one pick?
Indiana
has the one pick.
The Indiana Fever.
You know who has the second pick?
Who?
Your Los Angeles Sparks.
Oh, okay, make that trade. Damn.
Make that trade.
So close.
Damn. I don't care what you trade. Close. You could trade,
make that trade
anything in L.A. Yeah. Indiana's not trading away
Indiana
Cam Clark.
Indiana's not trading that pick.
But we're talking about that. This is such a cool moment for the game, for the women's game. And you got, I mean, all four, or both games yesterday, there were four faces. Can that translate to the WNBA? DeMarco, I know you were talking yesterday. You don't think that the likelihood of it, all of a sudden you're watching some of these WNBA games.
I just feel like we've been here before, like going back to Lobo, to Swoops, to all the famous college players.
I don't know if it was the same. Well, I don't remember ever sitting
Parker.
Down to watch
Candace Parker. The
Lisa
difference
Leslie.
Was social media. These people have a following. It's different now. But I've seen this before where they're great in college, and you hope it you carry with them to the WNBA. It just doesn't happen that
so
way.
So I think there are two questions here. One, I think she will carry that talent to the WNBA.
Talent, yeah. Yeah.
And I think she will be great in the WNBA. The question is, will people care about the WNBA the way they do about women's college basketball? I don't know the answer to that question.
I think that's what he was asking.
I mean, she's going to be great.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to be great, but are you going to watch her at the next level? The same way
Slee,
you just
you?
Watched her.
I'm going to say no. Slee, will you?
I don't know. Right now, it's like this. I've watched I've watched three games in the tournament of Caitlin Clark. Caught myself yesterday watching UConn and USC.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll watch the remainder of the tournament. I don't know what happens after this.
Right.
Right? If I don't watch her in the WNBA, I wouldn't be surprised. But if she's also a big enough attraction, because she has been a big enough attraction for me to follow her, I might not watch all the other teams, but I might
watch
every
her.
Time she
See,
plays.
See, I have never sat down to watch a WNBA game before.
I went to one last year.
That was loud.
Yeah. Wait, don't turn your mic off. We're not the radio station that turns.
Well, you guys heard it anyway.
We cough on the air. Early. Well, don't cough right on the mic because of the germs. Cough off mic. And then alcohol. Rub it.
I started smoking again. That's the problem.
Did you really? Oh, yeah.
Like what, Marlboro Reds? Because sometimes I do a pack of Reds on a Saturday on the golf course.
I did a pack of something.
Wow.
Not Reds.
I like a good heater on a Saturday.
Reds. Yeah, I've been hitting the Jays at night now, and so it's affecting my voice.
Remember how we were at the Rainbow on Friday? Oh, no, you were a little later, but we were warming up at the Rainbow before we walked over with the band, just chilling at the bar.
Yep.
And guys were just, they were just smoking heaters.
Okay.
Right
yeah. Real quick, wow. Jay versus Edible? Jay all day
Jay,
long.
Jay, yeah, Jay.
All day
Jay.
Long.
Go grass.
If you really want to get pounded, go Jay.
Come on, cut that up. Cut that up right now. I know we're talking in the studio, but we need that cut up right now.
Yeah. Well, let him finish. Go ahead. Yeah. If you really want to get pounded.
That was amazing.
If you want just a nice, steady high, that's edible. But
if
you want to get
about
blasted, go Jay.
Immediately.
No, that's not what you said 30 seconds ago.
I can't be in control of everything.
We need to hire someone whose name is Jay, just so we can play that drop over and over again.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Well
Again,
done.
DeMarco, one long double entendre.
Yes, never
710
ends.
710 ESPN.
Unbelievable.
Or we switch to the Yacht Rock format.
Yeah, we're going
to
go Yacht Rock
he's
today.
Not a, he's not a fan.
Yeah, I am a fan of Yacht Rock. I just don't know why they call it Yacht Rock.
He doesn't like the yacht
it's cause part. It's because it's like guys on yachts listen to this kind
that's
of
what,
music.
Mason
that's,
gets the question. We're
back.
Thank you.
But by the way,
we're back.
You were so anti-Yacht Rock for 2 years.
I was.
And now you brought on...
She's a fine girl.
You brought on a Yacht Rock tribute band. Now, we love them, and they've got a lot of personality,
they're
as you
great.
Saw.
Yeah.
But you're part of the family now.
I am.
You wore a captain's outfit.
I loved it. Yesterday, I played a song, Steal Away, and I'm like, Robbie Dupre. I knew it.
Wow.
Right off the bat, bam.
Will you get the same tattoo he gets later on?
What kind of tattoo is he getting?
So,
you're not really getting a
this
tattoo.
Is their logo.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
So you're getting a Yachtly Crew
All the
tattoo.
Band members have the tattoo,
he
and they said.
If the band asked him.
They asked me already. They said, before the summertime concert, that should be a bit we all do.
That you get a tattoo.
I'm jumped in
you
now.
You guys get
this
a tattoo.
This is like when Jorge
drummed.
Both of you
guys,
get a tattoo.
I think his answer is no. So
my answer is no.
This is like when producer Jorge jumped me into that other gang.
What other gang?
Same thing. I'm getting jumped in now.
Yeah.
Getting jumped in. This is scary. The Yachtly crew mix.
Oh boy, you see those Yachtly crew guys.
You turn the other way.
Out.
But this could be good
for
you.
It's a rumble.
This could be good for your business.
Yeah.
What if I give all this up and I just become a roadie on the road? Well, Yachtly crew.
That would be good for our business. No, we would miss
you. No, it'd be good for your listeners. Not good for the business.
No, it'd be.
But be good for the listeners.
We'd call you.
It'd be good for Reddit.
No, exactly.
Man.
Wouldn't you call him once a month just to see how things are going?
Yeah, I'd check in.
No, he wouldn't. He would never talk to me again. You know, he doesn't keep in touch with anybody that leaves
you.
Yeah,
I saw sailing, he invites them.
But what he will. He'll invite them to his Christmas party and then pretend like he doesn't know them.
Yeah, wow. That's so not true.
Did that happen to you?
I think we're done here.
Do we have the drop? Please say we have the. We don't have the drop.
Brian never heard a thing of that.
All right, Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger is all about. Mason and Ireland coming up next. Beto in the house as
no,
well.
No, Beto's DeMarco. Not in the house.
Point.
Beto's on the freeway.
Yeah, there he is, Beto.
DeMarco, good stuff, brother. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right,
Travis and Sliwa Show, 710 ESPN.
What up, Beto?
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And try to fight it off. 12:18 in the Southland.
Do it.
On a live imaging Tuesday.
Yeah.
Mason and Ireland begins a little early. Beto Duran, the Cisco kid, is here. Sitting in for Johnny I. Beto, it's good to see you, my friend.
Oh, great to see you. I love the jacket that you got.
I heard you you popped off parking gate yesterday on the afternoon show.
What happened?
You know the whole producer, Lindsay.
Is this the
Lindsay.
Whole Herbalife fight with Lindsay? Lindsay versus Herbalife?
So what happened yesterday, I hate April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
You never know what's going
on. It sucks.
I'm
suspicious of everything.
So Funch tells me I got a ticket on my truck.
Okay.
And I am a law-abiding old man driver. I drive the speed limit. I don't do anything crazy,
nice.
Right? I park in this one of the spots where it says Herbalife. I see a sign. I don't park there. Next to that was an empty spot.
Okay.
No sign.
Yeah.
And Funch said they gave me one of those citation tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the reason? What did it say?
It said for parking an Herbalife spot.
Even though it's not an Herbalife spot.
Well, here's the picture.
Right.
What's the story?
Mason.
Why is Herbalife?
Well, let's officially start the show.
All right, let's do it.
The biggest show on the radio, woo! Mason in Ireland. Your Tuesday afternoon right now.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Beto. You do not take part in any of the show open shenanigans.
I was clapping.
You didn't give us a growl.
Rawr.
You didn't give us a good afternoon.
No. Buenos dias.
We'll accept Buenos dias for the quiz. Yeah.
Rawr. There you go.
There you go. All right.
See, now it'll seem fake.
Yeah.
Bum, ba-dum-bum. Is that better?
That's another one,
Wrong
you've,
show.
You've on the wrong
that
show.
One I don't do. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to the parking thing. So you park in a spot that isn't listed as an Herbalife
there's
spot.
No
there's
no sign in front of it.
And then you get a citation,
from
Herbalife. Herbalife?
Yeah, because last week Lindsay parked in a spot that was Herbalife, and they gave her a citation. I parked in the one. I saw the Herbalife sign.
Yep.
No, don't do that, Beto. That's illegal.
Well, yep. Lindsay's story is much more detailed with somebody following her into the elevator to ask her if she worked here.
Me,
really?
By the way.
Yeah.
He
so I parked in the spot next to it, and I just showed you the picture.
Yeah.
There's a pole, but no sign.
Are you going to dispute it?
There's no. It's not even a real ticket.
Take it to the president of Herbalife.
I'll just go to the Galaxy. Don't they sponsor them? I think that's what they have over there.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, the parking, you're in the east garage. See, I go to the west garage. There's nobody there.
Why do you go to the west garage?
I don't know. That's where I was assigned.
No.
Really? Did you get it moved?
I did get more steps. That's
he does
it
to get
it.
Steps in.
I did it to get steps in.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, last night, I don't know if you guys heard, I'm doing this body transformation thing.
When does it start?
Are you for real?
It started last night.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Started last
night. 6 month transformation, you're going to look like
a superhero.
Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I believe you.
Jake Gyllenhaal Roadhouse.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going for.
I believe it because you're one of those guys, when you get on something, you are so locked in, addictive, you're going to do it.
Yeah, I'm back at the gym today. I'm going hard.
Yeah. At your age, you're going to go hard.
My now, here's the thing. My trainer, Steve Zim, who trains all movie stars and stuff. So Steve says, I'm going to be sore tomorrow. What I don't understand is, why don't you get sore the day after? Why do you get sore 2 days after you work out?
Because that's when your body realizes what you went through. You're going to have that. That's why the NFL takes Tuesdays off.
You're tearing the muscle, Mace.
They play
you're
Monday.
Tearing the muscle.
Tuesday, Monday, Sunday. Play Monday recovery, Tuesday complete day off, stay home.
Because today I feel totally fine, and he said tomorrow I'm going to feel like
you're
hell.
You're going to hate life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm doing it.
You should sit in an ice bath when you get home.
Did you already pay for this?
Yes.
You paid it.
Yes, correct.
So you have to do it.
I'm pot committed. That's why I put it on the radio. I put it on the radio because I'm
we say a lot of things here.
But I'm going to be held accountable for this.
So you're going to, where's the picture, before and after picture?
You didn't
before,
send it to me. You did not send it to me.
The before gets taken tomorrow or Thursday night.
But you started yesterday.
I'm not sending you my before.
You should send the
why
before.
Why should I send
just
you
take
my
your
before?
Shirt off right now.
Because we need to see the before so we can see compare it to the after.
I'm going
to
do it like Stephen A. He put out the before when he put out the after.
You should have put it out before.
Yeah.
But you can do it the right way and put it out now.
But you want to
just do it now. Get shirtless.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Do it.
You've been shirtless in this studio before.
Come on. We're really doing that routine?
Yes. So you're going to go and get super shredded.
Yep.
That means you got to get the meal plans.
I'm on the meal plans. Yeah. I got those.
You already got that. You got the vitamins.
Yep.
You got everything.
Got the protein.
You got the fat burners they give you with it?
No, there were no fat burners.
He doesn't need that.
I think that's part of the vitamins.
Are you going to look like one of the bodybuilders? You're going to go age compete.
Yeah, I'm going to I'm going to use the roads.
The roids?
The roids is what I meant to say. The roids.
You know,
I'm going to use the roids.
The fitness competitions.
I'm going to use the roids.
You should do that. You should be like a buff bodybuilder.
Yeah. And now, are steroids actually bad for you?
Depends.
Oh, says Morales. It depends?
The dosage that you're taking are bad for you.
It is?
No, it depends on the dosage that you're taking.
Because I just watched this movie called Love Lies Bleeding, and the lead actress played a bodybuilder, and she was just like jamming that needle.
I mean, there's plenty of names we could throw out right now that they just seem fine. But
by the way, super
actors. I mean, there's side effects for it.
Actors use them all the time.
But they're under a doctor's discretion, right?
Right.
And
true.
They're just like microdosing, right? That's what you're doing. You're doing just enough.
Don't tell him that. He's going to start microdosing roids.
Yeah.
You do.
Do you really?
Yeah. You do just enough testosterone. You do just enough steroids.
How do you know all this?
This is going to be like because a family. It's going to be like the Family Guy episode when Stewie's doing steroids.
Yeah.
He's going to come in here all buff, like all jacked up, like throwing him. What are you looking at me, man?
Especially.
Or like when Peter talks about Roadhouse all the time.
Yeah. Roadhouse.
Exactly.
You can do that. And that's how all those guys get jacked up.
Then he'll just
in
stop everything, and then it'll be so bad.
Yeah.
Because then the muscle will go away, and then you'll be really upset. So you got if you're going to commit
I'm committed.
I almost said steroids.
Yeah.
If you're really committed to steroids, you got to keep working
out. I went from hard maybe to hard yes.
No, don't do the steroid face.
Watch it. Just do some creatine.
No, do some.
Is creatine bad for you?
It depends on what your trainer's going to want. What does your trainer want you to do?
I'm going to have to ask him.
You need a nutritionist?
He didn't. I have a nutritionist.
Okay.
I got that part of it. Recommended by the trainer.
What does the nutritionist say about the Popeyes?
Says no on the Popeyes.
You think?
Absolutely no. Yeah, I know. I was really rocked on Saturday, and I put that Popeyes picture on my Instagram story. Everybody saw it.
Super clean eating.
Super clean.
6 months.
That cost me my bet by eating that Popeyes sandwich,
yeah,
by
that
the way.
That Popeyes put me over 195. Bergman lost $5.
So are you still
going to
partake in your extracurriculars?
Meaning?
All your gummies?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not. Those things are not counter. I mean, you can do both.
Doesn't it create your hunger?
I've managed. I can manage that now.
Yeah, but when you're on a strict diet, you're about to be hangry.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
You're gonna and you can't go and say, let me order half a pizza right now.
Yeah,
right?
After you puff the dragon, a chicken breast with broccoli doesn't seem as fun.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound fun.
Because
and brown rice. Don't forget the brown rice.
And brown rice.
Yeah, but then you're gonna end up having all of the rice. You're supposed to have like a little handful of it.
No, the gummies do not affect my appetite.
Wait till you start changing your complete diet. Wait till
especially
you start
when Cappy walks in here with road pie every day.
You know what? I've never eaten stuff at the station. I've never had an
true.
Issue.
I've
with
never
it.
Seen with that.
But there's pizza here. There's sandwiches all the time.
Yeah.
Never
yeah,
go
you
along.
Never eat.
Yeah, yeah, I don't ever eat here.
You look good. So you're gonna lose about what 15 pounds?
Yeah, I'm going to go from 195 to about 185.
Well, we're going to support you, Mace.
Thank you.
Well, that's only 10 pounds.
Yeah, that's all I need. I cut from 217.
Then why do you need 6 months?
Because I want to I want to be superhero looking.
So you want to be super muscular.
All right, 6 months
You
want to
look like Skip Bayless.
Skip
is jacked.
Is he?
Skip Bayless is jacked.
Yeah, but he once did an article, an interview, about what his regimen is all week.
Yeah.
It sounds like misery.
It does is. It? Well, yeah. Look who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's ripped, it doesn't. The weight will not stay. Will not go down.
Because right, the weight won't go down that much if I get really ripped.
So it's not about
muscle's
the number.
Muscles be heavy.
Yeah.
Muscles be
heavier than fat,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I think you can do it.
I'm
so
doing
it's not
it.
About the number. You're just trying to get ripped.
So, Bergman, you going to put mythical money on me sitting here
no,
6 months from now
again.
Doing my show with the shirt off?
I'm not doing it.
No.
You just screwed me
that
in
means
the last
you gotta
bit.
Get,
Why would I do it
you
again?
You got to spray tan and everything?
Yeah. Oh, spray
we'll
tan.
Spray.
That's right.
We'll get a tanning thing right in here.
No need, Morales. No need.
Then go to the tanning bed. I like the tanning bed.
So, Friday night, you were on the stage with the whiskey.
So were you.
I was, although
I finally saw the video. Mace, you look scared.
Why was he scared?
I don't know, because Morales is there.
I don't even have a microphone.
And you're off to the sides like...
Okay, so let me just say two things. First of all, I didn't have a microphone. That's number one.
You had Cappy's microphone at
number two, I was stoned.
Well, that's okay.
I wasn't.
I don't know
going
why you're spending
to,
2 days knocking everything we did. It was fine.
I'm not knocking anything.
Nobody questioned it until you brought it up yesterday. Now everybody's saying, well, Mace did look scared.
Yeah, I know. That's
off to the
Bergman
side.
Says it looks. I was off to the side. But
Morales was in the zone. We are 7-10.
I looked at the video. I had a big smile on my face. Big, dumb smile.
Yeah.
And then when you did talk, why'd you get so high?
Because that was the theme of the night.
Is that why
everybody was drunk and stoned?
Is that why Juan told me I can get in the hot tub?
He did not.
Ask him.
I asked him and he said absolutely not. I texted him yesterday. He said Morales did not.
I think Crypto Ray has video of it.
No.
I think Crypto Ray has video of him telling
Shut
me.
Up.
It's
let me,
okay.
Let me text him.
Shut up.
There's enough room
I
on
think
the yacht
will.
For everybody.
Yeah.
He'll let you.
All right.
In the sailor outfit.
The sailor outfit, yeah.
Juan's imagine dude, me, Cappy, and you in the hot tub.
With the sailor
with
hat
the
on?
Sailor hat.
Oh, what a tribute to Yachtly crew that would be, wouldn't it?
They're ready.
Wait, isn't it a two-man hot tub?
It is. It's a two-person tub.
We can fit it in.
Yeah, and then we got to drain that sucker right
hey,
away.
Now.
By the way, there's a higher probability of it happening now than there was before Friday night.
Oh, because when he came up to me at the end, Juan, oh, everything's great. Mace has never been happier at the station. You're doing a great job. You and Greg, great job. I'm like, thanks, bud. Have a good night.
Why did you treat it like that? Why did you not accept that?
Because he said that 7 different times over the years to 7 different people.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
Oh,
he never said that. He never said that to everybody.
Mace was like, listen, Juan, I'm going to write out with you. I know Mason. I know Morales.
I wrote out a script.
I know how to get to Morales' ego.
Yeah. No, the
so
truth.
He walked by. Mason loves the...
Station.
Yes. No, I was very nice. I said thanks for saying that. Give
no,
him a big hug.
I think the station's in great shape.
But I thought you don't talk to him about work.
Juan?
Yeah.
I don't talk to him about the content of the show.
So how would he know you're happy?
Because I've told him I'm happy. I'm happy at work
even
right
after
now. This is a fun show, fun station.
After the woodshed you got.
Yeah, even after I got... What are we dressed down by Bergman and Morales?
It was mainly Bergman. I was just there for.
It wasn't even a dressing down.
Oh, it was a dressing down.
Good for you, Greg.
Is that really a dressing down?
That was a dressing
by
down.
By saying what you asked of me.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
you want to do it again?
Here we go.
All I know is that
here
Greg,
we go.
When Greg down. Talks to you in a professional, constructive criticism,
yep.
It's fantastic work. I appreciate it, Greg.
Yeah.
Thank you, Beto.
Yeah. I don't know how constructive that was. That felt it, more it, like a dressing down.
Well, you're not good at accepting feedback.
That's right.
Oh, no. Feedback is my friend. Sense. I either take it or ignore it.
And you chose
honestly,
to get angry at it. No, you did
honestly,
not do that.
That
you,
was
tell,
in,
you chose
that
to get
was
mad.
That was in our last production meeting with everybody here was
yes.
Feedback is your friend. Accept it or ignore it.
Exactly.
When you don't accept it.
And you did not accept it or ignore
and
it.
You know
you got mad about it.
You know why that line was in the meeting?
Right.
Because of you.
Let me ask you this. Did I or did I not at the end of the day accept it?
I don't know.
Bergman, did I or did I not accept it?
What is this timesheet?
Yeah, I have to punch in at 12:15 every day.
Yes,
now.
That's what you wanted.
Yeah.
Just know that that's what it was. You wanted that.
All right, coming up next for you, Lakers developing a plan for the offseason. We'll find out what might be happening next. In the meantime, If you are a motorcyclist, you love that freedom of beating traffic by splitting lanes and making the rest of us jealous because you're going to be home faster than we will. Now, there is, of course, a huge risk when you're riding a motorcycle. All it takes is for one person to be distracted and not see you. Obviously, motorcycle accidents usually more serious than a regular auto accident. Call Jacob immediately after a motorcycle accident. He's been doing this for 25 years, helping motorcyclists. He knows your rights and can help you get the medical care you need without waiting. So if you or a friend or a loved one has been injured in a motorcycle accident, call Jacob and let him be the guy that gets you back on the road. Makes you king of the road. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. All remember.
Accident or injury. Call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. Mason in Ireland. Beto's in for John. 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
The great Paul Davis.
Yeah, Paul Davis.
On a Live Imaging
One
Tuesday.
One of the best. One of the best.
I don't like this new he loves yacht rock, Mace.
Yeah.
Well, what did you say in the break?
All yacht rock today.
Yeah.
And I've
ever said that. Yeah.
I didn't even say a word. I heard you there, Laura, by the way.
Yeah.
I didn't even say a word.
Yeah, no.
What have you done with Steve Mason?
No, I
yacht rock, bodybuilder, fitness guru.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Brand new. All new.
Sweater guy.
I'm bringing the sweater.
Hey, that's a good.
All new for 2024, even though 4 months late. Steve Mason.
Yeah.
Hey, that about when you start is if you start.
That's
correct.
True.
Correct. So do you realize that? By the way, Beto's in for John today. We're on till 2:30. We got Lakers-Toronto coming up for you. It's a back-to-back tomorrow there in Washington. Dodgers home to the Giants again tonight. They beat them last night 8-3.
Teo!
We will talk about that. Yeah, Teoscar Hernandez was spectacular. 4 home runs so far this year. So I'm reading this article. Denise Richards. Do we all know who Denise Richards is?
Yes. She was
actress?
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, she still is a gorgeous one.
She still is.
I think.
She's on OnlyFans.
She was married to Charlie Sheen.
That's who it was. Yeah.
So she's on OnlyFans. She's making $2 million a month.
Wow.
On OnlyFans.
What's she doing on there?
That's what I don't know.
That's what we
In other words, does OnlyFans, do you have to show everything or do you show part or how does it work?
She probably makes money doing the privates.
You don't have to show anything, apparently.
And what do you do in a private?
She's a celebrity.
That's where you get a personalized picture or video, whatever it is for you.
That's another drop.
What?
She makes the money with the privates.
Yeah, with the privates. Yeah.
Finally, I'm a drop.
That is a ton of money, though. $2 million
drop
a month?
No, there's Beto drops.
No, I don't ever have innuendo.
I don't have any Beto drops on the screen.
There doesn't have to be innuendo. If you said, like,
everything's an innuendo.
If you
drop.
Said, I hate Cappy, that's a drop.
I would never say that. I love Cappy.
No, you don't.
I do too. It's an unintentional innuendo.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be innuendo. It just has to be funny.
Morales is the one that turns it into an on purpose innuendo.
Yeah, exactly.
So on the OnlyFans, that's where you can go say, hey, you know, I want to see whatever. And it's up to her to decide what she wants to show.
Yep.
Hey, all right, you want to see my feet? $10,000. You know?
$10,000
for example,
to see her feet?
Well, if she's making $2 million a month.
Is that on the menu?
There are some people out there.
People like feet, I guess.
Yeah, there's some people that will make all kinds of money and requests.
I wish I could do it.
You could.
There's a drop.
Oh, yeah. That's a good drop.
I'm about to take my clothes off.
Not clean, but it's okay.
There's Beto. Hit Beto again.
I'm about to take my clothes off.
There you go.
Yeah, right, there's a drop.
No. So, Morales, you could go on OnlyFans. That would be a great bit. Why don't you go on OnlyFans? I would go on OnlyFans for a bit.
For a Husky Bear?
For a Husky
Bear. There's a market out there for everything. Again, it doesn't have to be nudity, but it's just enough.
No, Morales' feet.
Because you give him a little...
No, you don't want my feet.
No, hey, here's my foot.
Someone does.
You want some toes? Yeah. Somebody will do something, so, man.
There's something for everybody on
there. Yes, there is.
Yeah. All right, so...
2 million.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Lakers in Toronto today. So, Beto, there's already talk about what the Lakers will potentially do during this offseason. And one of the things is they seem to have targeted, according to multiple Lakers beat writers, Trae Young from the Hawks.
Yeah, that was a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, it's now gaining heat. It's now gaining momentum. It's that. It's Donovan Mitchell. Those are the two guys that potentially the Lakers are interested in for next year. Now, do either of those guys make sense?
Yeah, they do. And those guys are agents are working for them right now. That's all it is.
Yeah, Trae Young.
It's because it's not coming.
Clutch.
It's not coming from the Lakers side. There's nothing coming from the Lakers side right now because they're focusing on trying to get to the playoffs.
You don't think they're thinking ahead?
They are, but they're not talking to anybody about this.
Now, wait a minute. When somebody says sources, doesn't that indicate that somebody is talking?
Yes, yeah, sources are probably from Trae Young's camp.
Oh, you're saying this.
It's coming from the player's side. It's coming from the agents who are trying to manipulate the market.
And you don't think the Lakers, with their front office, with all those people, isn't somewhat leaky?
Not really.
No?
No. This is agent leaky. This is agent leaky. Pushing an agenda. Mates, you love baseball.
I do.
Every single time there's a potential spot, it's always from an agent side. Right?
Yeah.
Why would a team be talking about this at all? Because you know if you go and talk to somebody, this is going to be like, hey, right now all our focus is on what we're going to do.
Right.
Because you never know. They might not even have a job next year. Because if they lose the play-in and they don't get to the playoffs, are they going to stay put? The front office? The coaching staff?
Right.
What happens?
Yeah, if they go out early, I think so does Darvin Ham.
Look, if it's a free agent or a potential player going to a new team, what's the big shiny attraction? The Lakers.
Sure.
It's L.A. Who needs a player like that? The Lakers.
Okay, I just want to read this quote from Jovan Buha,
okay,
who does a really good job. He says that they're going to go third star hunting this offseason. We'll see how that affects the D'Lo situation. We'll see how you probably have to give up Austin Reeves in almost any third star trade. Now who's available? The one name I continually hear is Trae Young. He's been to the Lakers playoff games before. He's a clutch sports client. That's probably the most realistic one right now.
Yeah, and Atlanta, it's not.
Atlanta's going nowhere,
like,
right?
Like Quinn Snyder's fighting with Bogut yesterday.
Right, right.
You know, they're not going anywhere. He's going to leave there.
Okay.
But if you want to go somewhere that's going to be the best spot for you, of course the Lakers.
Let's entertain the concept. They add Trae Young.
Yes.
Okay, so Trae Young, AD, and LeBron.
Wonderful.
Can that team win a championship?
It can contend.
It can
way
contend.
Better than where they're at right now.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah. And so it does Denver, make them
Denver's
better.
Just such a monster.
Now we have this off-air Bergman. If given a, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. You said what about LeBron?
Well, do you think that with LeBron James, the Lakers are going to win a championship? And this is very much the same thing. That
will
Chris
they ever
was talking
win another
before.
Title?
No.
Will they ever win? No.
No.
You say no.
No.
So if that's the case, why do you want to bring him back?
Well, okay, so first of all, LeBron's, it seems like they're moving towards an extension. It seems like.
Yeah, you would expect
LeBron's
it.
Sitting right. with Genie
but
at the game.
But if he's not going to win a championship,
they will contend
is it worth it?
With Trae Young.
If they, they'd have to bring. But then also that means, what, $60 million a year for 3 years, 2 years, whatever.
Yeah, Brian Kamenetsky yesterday said two with an option
2 years, 120.
It's always an option. So you think it would be opt out after the second year or would it be opt out in the middle?
It would be 42 years of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So but, I mean, at the level he's playing.
If I'm saying, yeah, with the level he's playing, if you think with LeBron James you can win a championship in the next couple of years, then stick with it and keep going with it. But if you think that it's not going to happen, then you're wasting time.
Well, so you're saying move on.
Move on if you don't think he can win a championship.
To win a championship, there are 29 teams that aren't going
to
win the championship.
No, so don't do the 29.
Yeah. Argument. So why is it okay
ridiculous.
To not be the one team that wins?
Why is that not okay?
Look, it's not okay to be. It's not okay to not win a championship.
That is
you
what
gotta
being
win
a Lakers fan is all about.
But there's so much. It's so interdependent on other players playing well.
Then get
their
the
it's not
right
on
now. That's
LeBron.
They
yeah, they're right now.
That's
they're not good.
$60 million. That's $60 million that you're talking about that can go to somebody else or add more pieces around Anthony Davis.
So you're advocating letting LeBron sail.
Sail away. Yeah. All right. If you think that you cannot win a championship with him, and the Lakers front office thinks they cannot win another championship with him, then yes, let him sail away. If they think by adding Trae Young that'll make him a contender, then
that
you
gets
don't.
It to about the 4 or 5 spots.
Do they have a better chance of winning a championship, AD, LeBron, Trae Young, or Trae Young and AD?
Well, if you're,
in other words, you're letting LeBron sail. Now you've got Trae Young, AD, and some other guys.
You have a better chance with LeBron in that situation, of course.
That's what I want. I want the best chance possible.
Well, yeah. So if you want to, to get Trae Young, he has 2 more years left on his contract.
Right.
That's over $40 million.
Right.
And you're plus you're adding on LeBron's bigger contracts.
Correct.
$120 million to $180 million.
For a dude who's 42.
Now,
that's crazy.
Another thing. So now you're talking about paying over $200 million for these two guys,
and
adding in Anthony Davis, too, you're going to have to lose Austin Reeves.
Well, Austin Reeves
is
going to have to go in a
D'Angelo
trade for Trae Young.
D'Angelo Russell
is going
to
have to go in a trade.
Rui will have to go away. All these guys. Now your whole core depth is
gone.
And
we always talk about how
gone.
The Lakers don't have depth, and you're not going
to
have depth again.
All that's
right.
Gone.
But here's the thing, Bergman. They're going to have to, in order to get better, they're going to have to move Austin Reeves.
Or
they're
move LeBron James.
No, you can't move him. He's not under contract.
No, but you don't have to give him 2 more years.
So are you advocating for don't re-sign LeBron?
Is he going to win a championship?
Don't back off your position. Are you?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't. He
you
hasn't
would
won
not.
A championship since 2020. He's 4 years older.
It's 4 years.
Do you
that's a long time for
that's
Laker
a long
fans.
Time when you're an old
right.
man.
But I don't understand.
Do you,
LeBron
let me
is,
ask you something.
LeBron
you,
is, we talked about it yesterday. He's probably not at the peak, but he is just past the peak.
Yeah.
He's still that good.
Because he scored 40 points against the Nets?
No, he's an all-NBA player. He's going to be all-NBA this
Great.
Year.
Great. That doesn't equal a championship.
No, it doesn't, but what else can the guy
so
do?
So let me ask you this question. Here's the better question that we talked about with Sully right. earlier. Can they beat the Nets? Excuse me, beat the Nets, obviously. Can they beat the Nuggets?
No, nobody can.
So
I don't think anybody
Dr.
can beat the Nuggets.
Dr. Buss.
Except Boston,
if
maybe.
This was Dr. Buss in his heyday.
Nobody in the West is beating
nobody
the
in the West.
And we think the Nuggets are going to go what? They're going to be top in the West, what, next 5 seasons?
Well, they're building really Jokic good. Is 29 and Murray is 28.
Okay, so in the next 5 seasons, let's
Correct.
Say.
Danger
The
right
meeting
there.
Should be, and this happens in politics all the time, what can we do to beat the Nuggets?
Correct. And
is signing LeBron James, who doesn't play well against the Nuggets, is that the answer? And he's getting older. Is Trae Young going to help you beat the Nuggets?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is.
So you're saying you're advocating to spending, to Greg's point, $200 million.
But here's
having
the
no depth. And by the way, you have no future there.
I don't see the combination of players, even when you throw in Trae Young, that can beat the Nuggets.
Well, then what's
I don't the think
point
anybody,
of any of it?
Well, you've got to wait for them to slow down.
Why not
down.
Build a team Jokic, that can be good?
Jokic is so good, and he's only 29. He's
okay.
the best player in the league.
Okay.
That's who you have to figure out how to beat. Now, we've got AD is one of the best defensive centers in the league. He can't even keep up with Jokic.
But why not build for the next 10 years?
Which is...
Is Bill rebuilding the team?
Let me tell you what.
You're
so
saying
you
LeBron
I have been
to see LeBron at the end of his career.
I went right. through 6 crap years
now, that's
of
the Sedano,
rebuild.
That's the Sedano point.
No, it is. Have
that's
you,
the Sedano talking
do,
point.
Do you not realize?
Yes.
Look,
and it's great. And nobody
it's terrible.
Is, nobody's
Brian
knocking
Kelly?
LeBron. No, nobody's knocking LeBron. And yes, he came here. It's been fun. He won a championship. Whether you want to go down the 2020 rabbit hole or not,
he won a championship.
It's over. It's done.
Yeah, I don't believe it's done yet.
It's done.
I think if you had Trae Young next year, you got a shot.
We spent four years talking about next year constantly. It's always when they're healthy
next
year.
Wait a minute. You're advocating a rebuild. We
yes.
won't be talking about next year
and by the way,
every
I'm not talking
single
about a,
year.
A total blow-up rebuild. I'm talking about build
or
around
reload.
Anthony Davis.
Or
yeah,
reload.
Lakers reloaded. Yeah. Remember when we did those promos?
Yeah.
Mission 18 reloaded.
And by the way, you're not rebuilding the team. If it all works out and LeBron is the one that goes and just kind of goes off to another team, brings Bronny with him, whatever happens to be, You're not rebuilding. You're keeping the same exact core that you have right now and adding to that.
With more,
yeah, but you're
available.
Still, in order to trade for Trae Young, you're going to have to move Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell.
Right. But
there goes your depth if you're doing the trade. Or the Donovan Mitchell trade. You'd have to
Trae Young
the same
will probably
thing.
Attract other players.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if Trae Young will attract other players. He doesn't work well with other people. That's why Atlanta wants off of him.
No, but you're going to have Trae Young who's going to attract some other players who might say, I want to get off of my team and go to L.A.
I don't know.
Trae Young in Atlanta doesn't look good. Yeah. Trae Young in L.A. as a teammate who can be a role supportive role, that's a different story.
I mean, you have to. It's the whole Russell Westbrook thing before. Can he accept that role because he's the guy that dribbles up, takes a shot from 35 feet whenever he feels like
well,
it?
Well, in Atlanta, who's he there with?
DeJounte Murray has been a good
DeJounte
player.
DeJounte Murray, yeah.
They had other dudes when, like, they had Kevin Herr who was playing well, who's injured
John
now.
John Collins. Yeah. They've got guys.
Yeah, that's hardcore fantasy basketball talk. Yeah, I'm saying where?
Yeah.
Right? Where did that get them?
Not the level of LeBron and AD.
Let's hold that because I want to do that for 2 o'clock call of the day. In the meantime, we got Wheel of Questions coming up next. Hey! Oh, yeah, it's going to be the 1 o'clock call of the day today because we're on for a shorter show. My favorite casino. And the only place I ever play poker is Commerce. And I'm not bluffing here. The Commerce Casino and Hotel is the largest poker room in the world. And there is no better place to play in SoCal. There is always a seat for you at Commerce. Maybe even next to me. The poker action never ends at Commerce. This year alone, the Commerce Casino is paying out over $20 million in jackpots. Great food at Commerce. Amazing staff. Beautiful hotel rooms. Daily tournaments, and the Commerce Casino and Hotel is the home for Mandy's 3 this coming June. Commerce Casino, 6131 Telegraph Road in Commerce. For more information, visit commercecasino.com. That's commercecasino.com, and I will see you at the Commerce. Mesa in Ireland, Beto's in for John, 710 ESPN.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And I am chewing you alive in the breaks.
Focus.
It's like red ants. I'm all over you. You feel me on your body, Mace? Till I'm Imaging Tuesday.
It was so good that Bergman and I started talking Dodgers.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Don't get me started on that.
No, you were after
why
Mace.
Why you go down the Dodgers?
Yeah,
thing.
I know.
No, but you were like all over Mace. I'm like, Greg, how's the Blue Review today?
I don't know. This is
it's like when mom and dad
you
are fighting.
You felt me right next
Morales
to your ear.
Morales is like coming at me during a break. I'm like,
well, you came
that,
at me first.
He threw the phone. No, he can't say that.
Yeah, some of that stuff I can't say.
Oh, you can say most of it.
No.
Woo. You're going to go to Wheel?
What?
You're going to go to Wheel of
No, I'm going to tell you that the Toyota Lakers countdown to tip-off starts at 2:30.
Yes, it
with
does.
With Sliwa, Lakers, Raptors. Coverage begins at 4 o'clock, play-by-play with John and Michael. You can hear it on 710 AM or in crystal clear. Digital audio on the all-new ESPN LA. But don't forget about the postgame. After the game, react with the great Cisco kid, Beto Durant.
Woo.
Meanwhile, it is time for Wheel of Questions. Producer Brian Cohen, spin that wheel, sucker.
And it is Laura's wheel. Laura, what do you got going?
All right, guys. So as you know, I have a side gig with another station, and I started noticing all the little differences in our workspaces.
Okay.
So it got me thinking.
Grass ain't always greener, homie.
If our radio station had a theme song, what would it be?
Radio station
so
had
a theme I song. I love, when I think about how it was used for a movie, it was used for one of the Jackass movies, and we used it for some imaging a few years back. The Kids Are Back by Twisted Sister. The way they use that for the movie was incredible. And that always pops in my head because it's just what they use it for the Jackass opening and just wacky bits and all this stuff.
Sure. That's good. That's good.
That's
Brian
good
will find that.
What about you, Mace?
What about Beto?
What about Greg?
This is a tough question. This is like one you have to think about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the point of Wheel of Questions.
Well, I know, but like.
And again, I'm not a good music guy, so.
Yeah, to come up with something right off
the bat.
Ah, here it is. We are family.
It is a good question.
We are family. We are family.
That's good. That's good.
Because we are, we do feel like it because we fight like one like no other.
I kind of like Snoop and Wiz Khalifa. What is that song?
Exactly what I thought you would say.
Da, da, da,
yeah.
Wild and free.
Da, 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 da.
But we're not young.
We're not
young and free.
We're nobody young on this station.
I'm young.
No, you're not.
Yeah, Lars young.
I am.
DeAndre's young.
Lars kid. Yeah, DeAndre's a young kid.
DeAndre's wearing a Padres jersey on his Instagram.
Well,
like,
I like that.
What is going on? What is going on?
DeAndre.
He's from Coachella. He can do whatever he wants.
No.
No, I like this. You don't like this?
No, because this doesn't really reflect the radio station. No, we're not young, wild, and free.
We are young, wild, and free. I am. Of course, I'll speak for myself. Young.
If we were completely free, John could give his opinion about the Lakers. You didn't see that coming a mile away?
Wow.
No.
I mean, he says straight up, I work for the Lakers.
Right, no.
I'm not going.
Here's the thing about
John
Ireland. He acknowledges that.
Oh, here's the twisted sister. Now, imagine this in a montage. The kids are back.
Yeah, I like that.
You walk it in. Throwing a pie at corporate Greg's face?
Yeah.
Except the other way. I throw it in Mace's face.
Yeah, no, I got the pie.
Dress you down.
Dressing me down. I like that. That's good. Brian,
what's yours,
any ideas?
Brian?
See, it's hard.
That is a hard one.
Someone on the YouTube says this song. Let's see. I don't know what it is.
What is that song?
What is that song?
Time to Pretend by MGMT.
What are we pretending? To do sports?
We don't pretend here.
Yeah, I don't think we pretend.
We air all the grievances. There ain't no pretending.
There's no wacky radio bits. Yeah, that works.
That works.
You
like that one?
I like that one.
Hey, we ain't jamming here.
Oh, we're jamming.
What's a good, like, frenemy song?
Frenemy song.
I think, like, that would be something for the station.
It's your game. Bad Blood by Taylor Swift. There you go. There's a frenemy song.
If we make a Taylor Swift song, the theme, people will go nuts.
Oh, they will.
They'll be rioting in the streets.
There would be rioting outside LA
Live. I don't talk about anything that's not sports.
Yeah, well, Chona a few years ago was definitely a station theme song.
That was a good one.
Nothing off the new Beyonce works.
Nothing?
This guy Mace tried to pretend he's like new fresh music with Mace.
He must have gone on Spotify. What's new today?
That was a bit for a long time.
Oh, remember that?
I would get an email with 25 different songs. Hey, we got to put these songs
in. We got to sound fresh for the 90s.
Blow the whistle.
I did like
that. That's the song for the station. Blow the whistle. Because we're ratting each other out all the time.
That's a good one. I like that one. I love that
song,
by the way.
Oh, this is a good one. Someone said this one. I want to see if I can find it.
Which one?
Forget You by CeeLo.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Oh, jeez.
But it's the real word of it?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's pretty much how it goes around
here. Where'd CeeLo go? Just disappear.
Good question.
Good song.
Watching all his money.
Forget
He was a judge somewhere, right? The Voice.
Forget You, too.
Was it?
Yeah,
The Voice. The Voice.
Yeah.
A bunch of money on there.
If you got any ideas, 1 o'clock call of the day today, because we're only on until 2:30. If you got an idea, theme song for the radio station, 877-710-ESPN. If you want to run LeBron out of town like Chris Morales, 877-710-ESPN.
I think. By the way, Laura doesn't like LeBron.
Well, she hasn't liked LeBron since he got here.
Laura's not part of that Laker crew.
Yeah, she's part of that Laker crew that hates LeBron.
I do not
hate
LeBron.
Yeah, he's not Kobe.
I do not hate LeBron. I want him gone, but I don't hate him.
As a Laker.
I want him gone.
I don't want him as
a
Laker.
I don't hate him.
Because you have that faction of Laker fans that just did not want to acknowledge anything about LeBron as a
right.
Laker.
Yeah, you deal with that every night. Ugh. All right, 877-710-ESPN for the 1 o'clock call of the day. Mason in Ireland, Beto's in for John. It's Live Imaging Tuesday with Morales, 710-ESPN.
Let me tell you about the East Central Hotel. That is my downtown home away from home. Scott Kaplan's too. East Central Hotel is a contemporary hotel with an authentic L.A. vibe. Located in the heart of downtown Los Angeles, across from L.A. Live, Crypto.com Arena, Microsoft Theater, and the L.A. Convention Center. Here's the thing. The East Central Hotel is perfectly situated to accommodate travelers who want to experience all that Los Angeles has to offer. You want to be at a hotel right next to LA Live, but you want to feel like you can actually spread out a little bit. East Central Hotel, I pack heavy. You see my suitcase when I walk in here for a couple nights at the E. It's a lot. But I feel like I got plenty of room because East Central Hotel has the biggest rooms in downtown LA. Whether you are coming to downtown LA to see a concert, show, event, or game, East Central Hotel provides entertainment.
Entertainment, Mace.
I like that word, entertainment.
To travelers and local Angelenos, the best place to stay in the city. Their spacious rooms, like I said, are the biggest in L.A. It's the perfect spot to get dinner and drinks before the game.
What room are you in right now?
I don't know. I got to check in.
Yeah, okay.
I'll tweet it out.
All right, good. Yeah.
The Nixo Lounge.
Ryle's throwing a party tonight.
The Nixo Lounge, where we did our big event a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. That was
overlooking
fun,
Fig with the fireplace.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah,
have a
great
cocktail there. You're not so crowded.
Perfect.
Plenty of room to spread out. Go try the East Central Hotel, would you please? All you got to do is call 213-748-1291. 213-748-1291 or eastcentralhotel.com. East Central Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. Entertainment's official address.
And you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma brand station, 710 ESPN.